7 after the hour on the Dutch Kevin Good Day Thursday program. Next to last day. Isn't it neat when the month is as clean as February is? 28 days, 4 weeks exactly. And we have nice, just sort of fits into that box. It's so wonderful. Here to establish what's going on in the day, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here with I guess this is fiber for your brain. This is fiber, the food.
It's like kale.
Like kale? Is kale fibrous? I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Most fruits. Is kale fibrous?
Kale's not a fruit. It's a vegetable.
I understand that.
That's a little news update for you, sir.
Really? Bulletin.
It's a leafy green.
Fiber, though, I don't like kale. That's why I don't know much about it.
You would like it the way I make it. I just had some last night.
Oh, really? How do you make it?
Little coconut oil.
Really?
Little red onion. Little garlic.
Huh.
Little kale.
I know people who grind it up and put it in their smoothies.
Yeah, it's rough. I prefer it to be just sauteed a little bit.
Ah.
All right, a little easier to digest.
Nice, very nice.
Like this news story. Go ahead.
What are you grateful for? Today, I will post, or actually Kenny will post, facebook.com/Good Day Show. This is one of the things that I think we started a month or so ago. I would like every day for you to tell us all at facebook.com/Good Day Show or your own Facebook page that for which you are grateful. Not the usual things, not the sky and the air and your home and your health and all that sort of thing, your children, but something that's unique and requires some fiber to think it through. Today, I am grateful for the freedom to be me. You have your freedom to be you. Everybody has their freedoms if you know how to use them, exercise them, and not become a robot and a subject of the state. Hopefully you'll be better off. We're certainly better off here than if we lived in the Ukraine. And I know, you know, everybody says, oh, you're not supposed to say that. I want to say that. I don't care whether they want you to say Ukraine or not. Who are they to tell me?
Yeah, what are they going to do? Have an uprising?
Yeah, right. Who are they to tell me that I can't say the in front of Ukraine? I'm saying the.
Such a rebel.
Former, well, you see, that fits into this league of my own, freedom to be me. My freedom of choice when it comes to referring to the Ukraine is to refer to it as the Ukraine. Simple. Okay?
But we don't have the freedom to say February.
No, we don't. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good call. Look at Sassy Ken getting ready to take you on.
Just getting clarification.
I love it.
You don't have the freedom to say the library. You can say library or the library. How about
what
that?
What if I say the library?
Nah, it's bad.
So the Ukraine is way better
it's
than
like,
the library.
Right. It's like Meredith and I were having a conversation last night about the use of the word graduate.
Oh,
I was
crazy.
Driving by Pepperdine last night on my way back from Ventura, and she was talking about somebody that she knows who graduated from Pepperdine University. And so she said, this person graduated Pepperdine. And then I said, she graduated from Pepperdine University. Graduated from Pepperdine. She says, no, it's not from. There's no from there at all. It's graduated Pepperdine. And then I sort of came back around. This is sort of maybe like the Ukraine. But Roberta always says for free.
Right.
It isn't for free.
It's free.
It's free. It isn't for free. So, well, we'll have this debate about Meredith later on. Let's get back to what's going on.
You know
on?
What? I think she's right. And even if she's not, let me give you a tip for a successful relationship.
Really?
You're right. God, I didn't know you were that smart. You got me.
Yeah.
Well, she is very smart.
That's
after
what
all,
you say.
She's with me. I mean, what more proof do you need of someone's intelligence?
Smart and crazy.
Yeah, thank you. There may be a little of that. That may be partially the reason for the hookup. Anyway. Let's not go around the barn here too much. I don't want to give too much time to the Ukrainians, but the former president. Oh, wait a minute. Hold the phone. He says he's still president. Viktor Yanukovych claims he is still the president of the Ukraine. The Russians are happy to support him in that because he, like the Russians, problem is nobody else in the Ukraine likes the Russians. They want to be like the French. Oui, oui. They want to be like the Spanish.
Run out of town, though?
They ran him out of town. He's gone.
But he's still the president.
He's still the president.
So he's just afraid to come back into town to take over his job again, or?
He's the president and resident. That's my Vic.
Well, when Saddam was in the bottom of that spider hole, didn't he think he was still running things in Iraq?
I think until his neck got yanked by that rope, I think he was still president. He thought he was still president anyway. You guys are going to get it. You're going.
I did.
End of that story. Okay.
Boy, you are just all over the place today, aren't you?
You know,
did you have a lot of sleep last night?
I got very sound sleep last night. Not a lot of it, but sound sleep. And it was because it's raining cats and dogs here. Is it raining on your side of the hill?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Yeah, it's raining.
Pouring a little bit, actually.
On the beach, yeah, it's very heavy. I have one of these homes that has a bunch of skylights. So you may from time to time hear the rain pouring in here because there's a skylight right over my microphone in the studio, in fact. So that's what you're going to hear, and you'll hear a lot of people breathing a sigh of relief. Kenny's down in San Diego. Is it raining there, too, Kenny?
Not yet, but you can kind of feel it in the air.
It was heavy. The air was good and heavy last night. It isn't humid, though. There's no real, although this is 100% humidity when it's raining by definition. It never gets to, like in Florida, it's heavy. The air gets very humid. Sometimes you can feel the rain almost coming. And it's just because there's 100% humidity. And sometimes it doesn't rain. It's just really humid. We don't ever have humid here in the on the West Coast. Never gets really humid. I don't think I've ever been here. Jen, have you ever experienced any humidity, what people call
stifling? Yeah, it's actually, it's interesting in my time, because I've grown up here, born and raised, for all 19 of my years, wink, wink.
Yeah, right.
And I've noticed that in my later years, just recently, it's getting more humid during the hot weather months. Not enough to be noticeable like Florida, where it's that oppressive humidity. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely more humid than it used to be.
All right, we got that.
People say because they have swimming pools here.
Oh, is that what it is? I can't remember
Building up condensation.
Rumors of rifts in various relationships. Who's on the rocks? Jennifer will have that later in the hour. 14 after the hour now. Folks who are interested in making themselves look as well as possible are really into Genucel, Genucel. Why would it be that you, my friends, might be into Genucel as well? Well, if you get up in the morning or through the day or even in the evening as you go to bed, you look in the mirror. How many times a day, Jennifer, do you think you look at yourself in the mirror? Think about
probably every time I tinkle, so maybe like six times.
Okay. You only tinkle six times a day?
Eight? I don't know. I don't really count.
Jenny, how many times a day do you tinkle? No, I mean look at yourself in the mirror.
I don't know, a handful of times maybe.
Yeah. All right. So it's a given that we look at ourselves with some frequency during the course of the day. And when you look at yourself, you look at your eyes, you look at your face, are you pleased with what you see? If you are not, I think I have a fix for you. How about that? I'm here to help you. And thanks to Genucel, you can all be helped. I was helped. You can get rid of the puffiness, the bags, the lines around your eyes with Genucel. It's a serum naturally created by using stem cell therapy. So you got bags, you got puffiness, you got those wrinkles around your eyes. Take care of them by both men and women doing the same thing. All across this great country of ours, people are applying Genucel and noticing that there is a change when they wake up. Put it on when you go to bed, you wake up. And you will see the effects. And then in a couple of weeks, more effects. Keep using it. Really, the puffiness is gone. Or you really will get your money back. Dial 800-543-9262 and get Genucel working for you. As we speak, there are people who are taking these calls from people dialing up 800-543-9262. The company works very simply. They want direct. They want to directly supply you, so you have to go to the middleman, with products that really work. And this really works. When you mention my name, Doug Steffen, dialing 800-543-9262, you get a jar of the wrinkle treatment for the rest of your face called Esotique, which is pretty famous, frankly. That's free with your order for Genucel at 800-543-9262.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $39, or D'Addario guitar strings, three sets for $10. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Questions aren't always easy. They can be about tricky things like love or spelling. Those kinds of questions can mess you up. Look what they've done to the question mark. It's all twisted and weird like an exclamation point on the worst day of its life. Questions can be hard, but tax questions don't have to be, because TurboTax has turned hard tax questions into simple questions about your year. Like, did you get married? Did you move? Did you get a new job? You know the answers to questions like that, so you can do your own taxes. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
The program brought to you in part by the folks at Intuit TurboTax. Amazing things that you can do. Figure out your taxes. Use TurboTax from Intuit. It's 19 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. The FBI, the Federal Bumblers of Investigation, have revealed that they never, Jennifer, never had an Al-Qaeda mole who met bin Laden. My heavens, can you believe the FBI misled us? How can that be? Ever wake up in the morning with a picture of bin Laden in your mind? Or do you ever think during the day of what bin Laden looked like? Anybody give any more time at all, again, still, to Mr. bin Laden? We're just happy he's gone, right?
Right.
So you got to wonder why it is that the news media, what's important? NBC News ran with a story last night that the FBI didn't have an Al-Qaeda mole. They did have. Never. Oh, they didn't reveal. No, that's not the story. Is it, Michael? I don't see that. Did they or didn't they have an Al-Qaeda mole? Who?
Michael, would you like to help us out?
Yeah.
Let me find that line. FBI had mole inside Al-Qaeda who met Osama bin Laden 8 years prior to 9/11.
Oh, well, there you go.
Huh. So, why does the other headline I'm looking at say just the opposite?
It said FBI never revealed it had Al-Qaeda mole.
Well, because it never had a mole. I think they're lying to us at NBC.
The first sentence says FBI had a mole.
FBI, can we put that to music?
Yeah, I really like
FBI had a mole, E-I-E-I-O. All right, are we all glad that bin Laden's dead?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 21 after the hour, good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Night back into, I suppose this is finalist mode, is it not?
Oh, you're in the top, whatever they are, eight, top 10, 9, ten, eight, something like that.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Malia Watson singing Runaway Baby last night on American Idol. Crank it up there, Michael. Ooh.
Didn't like this, but I kind of like it.
Why should you not like it?
Because it, for her, I don't know if the voice is that great, but
it's a song.
I like the band.
Yeah,
like the
yeah,
band.
There you go.
I like the band backing her up.
Is this the regular studio band for American Idol? They have a studio band here, right?
Yes.
We don't
I
know.
I think Ricky Minor's back, actually.
Ricky Minor's in the band?
Yeah, Ricky Minor used to do American Idol, and then he went to Jay Leno, and now I think he's back again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was he the leader of the band on
yeah,
the
Ricky Minor and his band, yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. Okay. All right, that's good to know. Jennifer, you're on top of things. Good for you. More than I am on Bin Laden, except I do know Bin Laden is dead. I feel confident making that statement. 25 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, here is the time when we come to the aid of all those who want a smile. In fact, we're still giving Seth Meyers a chance. We'll give him a week, and then maybe we'll go back to Craig Ferguson. Who else is available? Anybody? Does, what's his face, Carson? He doesn't do a monologue, right, Carson Daly, on that show?
I think he does, actually.
I think he's barely able to show up for
aww.
It, in fact.
I like Carson.
Who else does a monologue besides Craig Ferguson that
Kimmel.
We don't have? Oh, Kimmel.
Kimmel
I don't
does,
like Kimmel.
Yeah.
Jimmy
forget
Kimmel.
Kimmel. I don't know. There was a picture of him, though, in some kind of a suit. Did anybody see that? Made from cloth from all around. Is it all around the game? It was really kind of weird looking.
Arsenio does a monologue.
Oh, right. And do we
what about
decide?
Chelsea Handler?
Chelsea Handler does
that
a
might,
monologue.
She might be good. Yeah, leave a note for Evan to try. Let's try Chelsea Handler for a while.
She's a little rough. Might be tough for a family program.
Well, we'll try it, and if we don't like it, we'll deep six it. That's the power we have here, Jennifer.
All right.
We don't like it. We don't have to go anyplace. We don't have to go to the chairman of the board. We don't have to go to the president. We don't have to go anywhere. You don't like it, you're gone. Conan O'Brien here. Joking about the Oscars coming up this weekend.
I'm excited. Oscars coming up. You getting excited about the Oscars? Yeah. Come on! Yeah, that's right. This Sunday is the Oscars, or as they're officially called, Hoarders, the Meryl Streep edition. Good enough. This is the second year. This is the second year I thought this was interesting that people are able to vote for the Oscars online. Isn't that amazing? Which explains why the two big contenders for Best Picture are Minesweeper and Porn.
Of course, the big international story right now is what's going on in the Ukraine. It's a big mess over there. They've overthrown the government, and their president, Viktor Yanukovych, just left. He's on the run. Yeah, and now that he's gone, the Ukrainian people are just like, they're going through his estate. They're just like looking through his home and like hanging out and like... like having barbecues and stuff at his place while he's not there. But they're going through his giant empty estate, and they found a hovercraft, they found a yacht, they found a helicopter pad, and ostriches. And then get this, I heard they also found a painting of all his brothers, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Jack, in the estate. They found it. That's what I heard.
Right, President Obama has announced that 4 million people have signed up for Obamacare. Obama says he wants to hit 7 million users by the end of March, at which point he'll sell it to Facebook for $10 billion. Excellent plan. That's been the plan.
All right, so coming up with the sort of material that people will gravitate to is sometimes the challenge here, and finding something that doesn't make you sound like everybody else, because there are so many of these shows, which is what we were talking about a few minutes ago. So I think that's a challenge, and Myers is sort of stepping up to the plate on that. Mm-hmm. It's 28 After on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, how realistic, putting murder aside, is the Netflix show House of Cards?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Is the immensely popular House of Cards Netflix series, putting murder aside, in any way realistic about the way politics is played in Washington, D.C.?
Love the show. I think it's more believable than a lot of the things that have been done on Washington. However, anytime one of these conspiracies really starts to take hold, I go, okay, anybody who knows Washington knows there is no one in government that is capable of organizing something so well. So that's when it becomes unbelievable to me.
Well, I think Tori's absolutely right that there tend to be these complicated conspiracies that get executed. They almost never happen in real life. I mean, there are great stories. I mean, at the beginning of the Kennedy administration, I wish we actually had more comedy of that kind today, we'd be better off as a country.
This is Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
The clock on the wall, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
33 past the hour, ticking away at the day already. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, 888-302-3684. Should you want to hear yourself on the radio in the replay of the podcast at podcast1.com, podcastone.com, you'll hear yourself later on in the day. But if you're calling now, don't leave your radio, because it confuses all of us, and we're all pretty confused to begin with. So
we could use your help. Well,
exactly. Speaking of being confusing, Governor Brewer in Arizona vetoed this bill that would have allowed businesses to refuse service to gay and lesbos based on...
Okay, that is not the politically correct word, sir.
Oh, excuse me, lesbians. How's your gaydar, by the way, Jennifer?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Kenny, how's your gaydar?
Oh, mine's awful.
Terrible. Yeah, mine
usually
is awful.
If I go to prom with you, I know you're gay.
Okay. Well, we've got a clarification there. There was a news conference. Matter of fact, Kenny, why don't you, Michael, why don't you play what we have there, Governor Brewer addressing the issues and deciding or explaining what her decision was as a result of... the whole hoo-ha about this. What's the problem and why is there a veto?
Senate Bill 1062 does not address a specific or present concern related to religious liberty in Arizona. I have not heard of one example in Arizona where business owners' religious liberty has been violated. The bill is broadly worded and could result in unintended and negative consequences. After weighing all of the arguments, I have vetoed Senate Bill 1062 moments ago. To the supporters of this legislation, I want you to know that I understand that long-held norms about marriage and family are being challenged as never before. Our society is undergoing many dramatic changes. However, I sincerely believe that Senate Bill 1062 has the potential to create more problems than it purports to solve. I could divide Arizona in ways we cannot even imagine, and no one would ever want. Religious liberty is a core American and Arizona value. So is non-discrimination. Going forward, let's turn the ugliness of the debate over Senate Bill 1062 into a renewed search for greater respect and understanding among all Arizonans and Americans.
All right, since the program today seems to be dedicated...
I'm Jan Brewer. Have a good night.
Give me another cigarette. Since we seem to be underscoring headlines today, the headline is, Arizona Governor vetoes anti-gay bill. It's pretty much it, right?
You know, and people were acting like they were surprised that she did this. Even the guy that wrote the bill said that she should veto it. So, I mean, really, who was saying that she should keep it?
I guess that's...
Just saying, if you write it and you don't
might
like
be
it...
That might be a telling sign when the guy who brings the bill up says, you know what, let's not do this.
On second thought.
Yeah, thank you for thinking about it, at least. 888-302-3684. Okay, a federal judge, not just a local schmokel, but a fed has ruled that the ban on gay marriage in Texas is unconstitutional. So it looks like Texas, along with Arizona, being forced to come into the 21st century. The judge's name is Orlando Garcia. Aha! That's the reason. One of those Hispanic judges. If he'd have been a good, white, honorable Texan, he wouldn't have done that. I'm just paraphrasing what some people might be saying in Texas. Anyway, the judge issued the injunction after a couple of gay couples, a few couples. Does it sound confusing if I say a couple of couples?
A couple of couples.
A couple of couples challenged the law. Without a rational relation to a legitimate governmental purpose, the judge said, state-imposed inequality can find no refuge in the Constitution. You know what? All kidding aside and silly stuff when it comes to things like this, that really is what the core of this issue and so many issues that we have in our country. That's the core of it. The state gets involved in things it has no damn business being involved in. How do we get involved? How does the state get involved even in marriage?
I know. That's what I have a problem with.
What,
is that
why?
We even argue this debate about what's a legal marriage. Because if you can find a church or a religious organization or something to marry you, what the heck do I care?
Well,
you know?
It's none of your business. It's none of Kenny's business. None of my business. Who you want to be married to.
And I think a lot of people on the right, which I tend to be on the right in most issues,
People on the right are in the wrong.
Well, no, but a lot of people on the right think that this, you know, damages their family values.
Their
but what
marriage.
It really does is it adds more government to our lives, and I think that that's probably where we need to start cutting things a little bit, you know?
Yep, you're right.
It's the government's in everything now, even our marriage.
Everything. 888-302-3684. Kenny monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. What's cooking there, Kenny?
Lots of comments. Lots of comments about the anti-gay bill in Arizona and Brewer's veto. John says this happened because of the cash cow known as the Super Bowl. Arizona has already lost it once before, and they won't lose it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lesson there.
Well, there is, but then there's also the point that it kind of hit me yesterday, and I think I brought it up to you on the air, Dougie. It's like the NFL has begun dictating
our NFL,
morality.
Right? Yeah,
you know, I don't know if I like the fact that the NFL is dictating our morality.
Especially consider that they're about as immoral as they come with many of their own practices.
I mean,
who are they in the bully pulpit?
15 yards for shouting out words that they don't like, which are not great words.
The
I'll
N-word.
Give them that. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
But they're, you know, 15-yard penalty for that, and now pulling the Super Bowl out of Arizona.
All right. So there's that. Okay, Kenny, keep going.
Ariel says that Arizona has finally confronted the awkward realization that gay people have money and buy stuff.
Yeah, they do, and that's true. But that's not the reason for doing it. It's just that they're human beings like we all are. And why are they to be separated out? Because somebody has some warped version of the Bible banging around in their head? Sorry. No sale. Next.
Drew says, I'm glad someone finally woke Arizona up from their 50-year nap.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's for everybody in Arizona. Time to wake up. Oh, you did already. Good for you. 888-302-3684, Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, with the story from Columbia, South Carolina, about a police officer who shot a 70-year-old motorist who reached over for his cane during a traffic stop because he thought the man was grabbing for a rifle. The man will survive. York County Deputy Terrence Knox pulled over Bobby Knipe of Lincolnton, North Carolina. The license plate on his truck had expired at the end of last month. York County Sheriff's spokesperson says after stopping Mr. Knipe, Knipe got out of his truck, reached into the bed of the truck, pulling out what the officer thought was a long-barreled rifle. It was his walking cane. Officer fired several times, hitting Mr. Knipe. The spokesperson for the sheriff's department said, or he didn't say, actually refused to say, where on his body Mr. Knipe was hit. He's taken to the medical center, where the spokesperson there said he was in fair condition. Spokesperson for the sheriff's department said, this is unfortunate.
Really?
He had a news conference, said it does appear this time the deputy's actions were appropriate to what he believed to be an imminent threat.
Here's the first thing I was taught by my daddy, actually.
Yeah.
If you happen to get pulled over, the first thing that you do is you put your hands on top
on
of
the steering,
steering wheel.
Yep, don't move, don't get out, don't
and
do anything.
As much as I would love to say that, you know, law enforcement should be perfect and that this shouldn't have happened because it's terrible that it did, but if you are a police officer who's out there and you know that there is a reality that there's a lot of crazy people out there with you and you see someone go over for a gun,
well,
you might get a little nervous, you know, even though it happened to be a walker, you know, a walker or cane, but you see him moving over for something. I don't know, just hands on top of the steering wheel, kids. Saves everybody a lot of trouble.
I'm going to go
agree or disagree, Dougie?
That I don't go down often. I don't. I think in this circumstance, whether he needed a fire a couple of times, the officer, it was 7:30, so it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so you reach into the back of a pickup truck and bring out something that's long and can't really see what it is.
Yep.
I think, I mean, I'm not there, so I don't know whether he said, what's that? Did they have a conversation or did he just shoot? But in this circumstance, I think I'd be more likely to give the police officer the benefit of the doubt than not.
Yeah.
And that's not often the case with me.
I know. I'm surprised. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, Kenny?
I would even wonder why this guy needed his cane while he's sitting in his truck.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, he got out of the truck. But why did he get out? That's the other thing. You don't get out. When a policeman stops you, you just stay. Jennifer's 100% right. Just stay in the vehicle until you are approached. That's all. It's safe. You don't reach over for the... Well, you do. If your license is in the glove box, you reach over for that.
After they're talking to you, though. I mean, you kind of have to wait for them to come to the window. Got to keep those hands up there. I mean, for me, it's a sign of respect, or it's like, you know, hey. Or how about, even if it's not respect, keep that gun in the holster, please. My hands are right here where you can see them.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of disagreement about that here. 888-302-3684. 16 before the hour. Listen up, folks. As you have heard me in the past and will in the future, I'm pretty much sure that I will keep reminding you about the benefits of Heart Factors Plus. But every day, because there are new people listening, guess what? The word gets out, and the word is well received, and people do what I'm suggesting here, and that is to dial 800-577-8560 and get on the Heart Factors Plus plan. Jennifer, do you remember what the Heart Factors Plus plan is?
Yes, but refresh my memory, sir.
Well, so if you say yes, refreshing your memory.
We take Heart Factors Plus and we combine it with a good diet and exercise, and we're going to be golden, sir.
That's a good way of putting it. That's very good, Jennifer. You will be. Exercise, yep. The right diet, yep. Heart Factors Plus, to make sure, because of the amount of nitric oxide that your system needs to keep the blood flowing well through your cardiovascular system, blood pressure stays good, muscles get stronger because there's more blood going to them, including that muscle that's known as your heart. Your brain benefits from this. Nitric oxide levels improve, and thus the various bodily functions that are connected to the blood, which is, duh, everything, get better as well. So if you want to get into the mold of keeping, you've got good blood pressure, 115 over 75, let's say. and you're in your 40s, keep it. That's what Heart Factors Plus will do for you. You'll keep that good blood pressure. And it's good for everything else, as I've said. Don't stop. Pick up the phone, 800-577-8560, and get a free bottle. Mention Doug Steffen. You get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order, plus a bottle of the brand-new CoQ10 and fish oil formula coming from Chamonix. So those two things for trying Heart Factors Plus. Mention Doug Steffen. Get in on the excellent, excellent features of Heart Factors Plus by dialing 800-577-8560.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert. When it comes to 2014 New Year's resolutions, consumers are focused on health, both physical and financial. However, 55% of Americans abandon their New Year's resolutions by April. There are some tips to help you stick with your financial resolutions. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
A recent Bank of America survey found 51% of respondents are resolving to improve their financial health this year. While there are multiple ways to do so, one option is to get cash back when you make the majority of your purchases. Cards like the Bank America Card Cash Rewards Credit Card can reward you with cash back. Use the card to get 1% back on all purchases, as well as 2% at grocery stores and 3% on gas, up to $1,500 per quarter. Redeem cash rewards into a Bank of America checking or savings account and use the 10% bonus to help cover the extra costs in the new year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
Tonight, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally facing battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns tonight at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
Don't miss History's hit series, Vikings, returning tonight at 10 o'clock, 9 central. Time for Jennifer to talk about one of the rifts. There's a rumor of a rift between Kate Hudson and Matthew Bellamy. What's the scoop?
Yeah, this is just a week after the New York Daily News reported their relationship trouble. Sources are saying that the rumors are true. Kate and Matt have been on the rocks for some time. Wow. They're not in a great place. The couple was last seen together over Christmas. They have a kid together, so hopefully they'll work things out, but it doesn't look so good. It looks like they've completely called it quits.
Wow, what a shame. Well, I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight.
You know what really is got me upset? Katy Perry and John Mayer. They've totally split up. Like, there's no doubt. She dumped him.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Yeah.
Before he dumps her, she dumps him.
That's it. 51 I'll beat you to it.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Eye keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Thursday is upon us. It's Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to connect about some of the technology that affects your life. I try to keep it simple because I think most of us are simple when it comes to this sort of thing. But I think we all, I, for example, yesterday installed Skype on my iPhone.
So proud of you.
And I did it all by myself.
Wait, you have an iPhone?
No, iPad.
iPad, okay.
Now I got to get an iPhone. I'm going to get a smartphone, probably one of those Samsung.
Oh, my dad got his hands on you, huh? Phones.
Well, no, everybody else is telling me that that makes more sense. So that's what I think I will do. Thank you very much for the suggestion from all of you as to what you think I ought to do, other than walk off the plank. Shelley Palmer is our technology professor, and he's going to talk with you in a minute about Apple's plans to get into the personal fitness and this is really amazing. The personal fitness business is such, this is like, we're talking about 6 trillion, billion, jillion dollars a year. Look at all of the infomercials. Look at all of the videos. Look at all of the ways that people can exercise using the various bits and pieces of technology. You can, on your iPad, you can get a thing and set it up and watch the iPad while you do your, you can follow the instructions on your iPad and do exercise at home. You don't have to go to the gym. Anyway, so Apple wants to get into this business, and we'll hear that story from Shelley in just a moment here on Good Day.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $39, or D'Addario guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, while Apple hasn't yet launched any sort of fitness tracker, it looks prepared for big things in the near future. Apple was recently granted a patent for a biometric headphone system that could track your temperature, heart rate, and perspiration levels. The entire fitness monitoring system is built into a set of headphones, meaning you'd already be carrying everything you need if you listen to music while you work out. By having the system in or near the ear, the sensor can gauge and track your temperature, heart rate, and more. The headphones may even feature an accelerometer, which would help collect accurate movement data. While Apple is almost sure to release an iWatch sometime later this year, this type of headphone system would mean that there's little or no need for you to wear or carry a separate piece of equipment when you work out. Apple has a lot of ground to make up in the world of wearables, and a product like this would certainly head them in the right direction. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through February 28th, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and a 2-month payment credit on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
So have you heard that Google has to take down a pretty controversial anti-Muslim video on YouTube that has sparked protests across the Muslim world because keeping it on the website violates the rights of an actress who sued after she was duped into appearing in the film. It's a 2-1 decision, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals here in America, rejecting Google's arguments that being forced to take down the video, which is called Innocence of Muslims, would be a prior restraint that would violate the company's First Amendment protections. The actress's name is Cindy Lee Garcia. She proved the need to remove the video from YouTube, as she appealed to the court in part because of ongoing death threats that have occurred to her since the protests began. It was first aired by Egyptian television a couple of years ago. One of the chief judges said that she was duped into providing an artistic performance that was used in a way she didn't expect. So the anti-Muslim video comes down off YouTube. Not a bad thing, probably.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues, with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?